Funding for this program is made possible in part by the Wyoming Humanities Council, helping Wyoming take a closer look at life through the humanities. ThinkWhy.org.
And the Wyoming Council for the Humanities, enriching lives of Wyoming people through the study of Wyoming history, values, and ideas.
Let me put that another way for you. You pay for Wyoming PBS. Here we go. Alone, you paid the Wyoming Public Broadcasting System $1.5 million at a bare minimum, and now you're not allowed to attend the congressional debate that you are paying for. Don't worry, though. It'll be live streamed, so, you know, you could watch it at home. We wouldn't want the snotty reporters at Wyoming PBS to get their nose any more out of joint and allow independent news sources to attend the debate. Let me just put this all into perspective for you. There really isn't an event that the press are barred from in the state of Wyoming. Even at the Wyoming State Republican Convention, any reporter was given a press pass, even the ones that we didn't want there. But at the Wyoming PBS congressional debate that's going to be held on Thursday, the public and the press are being barred. We should just rename it the Cricket's Cheney Government Broadcasting System. Well, good morning, my friends, and welcome to another scintillating installment of Morning Reload. From high above all other pedantic and puerile forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming. Unlike the Cricket's Cheney Government Broadcasting System, Cowboy State Politics is brought to you by sponsors like 307 Cowboy Country. They are Central and Southeastern Wyoming's full line of Montana shed dealers. Whether you're looking for a backyard shed, a greenhouse, or even a double-wide garage, Bryce and Melody Reese can get you fixed up with exactly the building that you've been wanting on your property. Just give them a call. 307-441-1815. Montana Shed Center, buildings for life. Yet another sponsor that is not the state of Wyoming is the Wing It Food Truck. If you want the most amazing hot wings in the state of Wyoming, well, then you need to find where the Wing It Food Truck is. And the way that you do that is you go to cowboystatepolitics.com under the sponsors tab, and you can find their schedule there. This week, they'll be in Tremonton, Utah, and Kearney, Nebraska on Monday. On Tuesday, they'll be in Hastings, Nebraska, and North Logan, Utah on Tuesday. Wednesday, they'll be in Columbus, Nebraska, and North Ogden, Utah. Thursday, Norfolk, Nebraska, and Rock Springs, Wyoming. And on Friday, they'll be in Green River at Flaming Gorge Harley-Davidson and Yankton, South Dakota. That's the Wing It Food Truck. You'll notice that both of those sponsors don't have any sort of name that even remotely sounds like it's being funded by you, the taxpayer. Even though, just like you and me, those two sponsors pay for Wyoming PBS with their tax dollars. From the Wyoming PBS website, and I quote, "The Wyoming PBS Foundation earned a 2021 Silver Seal of Transparency. Now everyone can learn more about our programs and areas served for viewers across Wyoming." Except, of course, at the congressional debate they're sponsoring, or excuse me, that Wyoming taxpayers are sponsoring on Thursday. To the cow pie and our good buddy Rod Miller. In his most recent column entitled "Political and Journalistic Cowardice in the 307, and I quote, ahem, ahem, "Pardon my French, but I'm pissed off." It was just announced that the candidate debate between Liz Cheney and Harriet Hageman to be hosted by Wyoming PBS, Wyoming taxpayers, next Thursday, will be closed to the public. Let me repeat that. The most important political debate in Wyoming this year will be closed to the public. The reason given is, quote, to ensure the safety of the candidates, the debate is closed to the public and the press. This was the rationale given by Wyoming PBS. If Wyoming PBS made this decision unilaterally, they are guilty of journalistic yellowness of the first order, and they know better. End quote. It's not often that I agree with Rod Miller, but he's right on this one. And if the decision to bar the press and the public from the congressional debate is not reversed, then we should yank all public funding from Wyoming PBS and rename them Wyoming Piece of Bullsh. Well, you get it. One more article from the Cowpie, entitled Publicly Financed News Outlet Barring Public from U.S. House Debate. Laughable. From Jim Angel. Now, Jim Angel was the president of the Wyoming Press Association for over 20 years. Now, not an organization that I'm particularly fond of, but nonetheless, he says, and I quote, at first blush, the idea of a publicly financed news outlet barring the public from a debate featuring candidates for Wyoming's top offices seems laughable, especially when it comes from as respectable an outlet as Wyoming Piece of Bullsh. Well, anyway, a longtime vocal advocate of transparency in government. But I guess when you get too used to taking those federal dollars, federal and state dollars, Jim, you start behaving like the federal government. Quote, closed because of security concerns. Or maybe it's, you really don't need to know that information. Or maybe we're withholding that pending an investigation. Or what they actually said was, to ensure the safety of the candidates, the debate is closed to the public and the press. That last one came from Wyoming PBS General Manager Terry Douglas in an announcement explaining why the public and the media will be locked out of next week's congressional debate in Riverton. I've spent 20 years of my life fighting to convince state and local governments to keep their proceedings and documents open to the public. The very people who pay for every single thing that those governments do, and by the way, everything that Wyoming PBS does. One more piece from Jim Angel, quote, it's a shame Wyoming PBS isn't following the same rules it encourages others to follow, although, again, it's probably at someone else's behest, end quote. In any case, I'll keep you updated on this bullcrap. Maybe they'll come to their senses and actually open the doors for the press and the public. This morning, I have a discussion for you with candidate for the Johnson County Clerk, Skip Crawford. But before we get there, a little egregious self-aggrandizement. The most listened to political podcast in the state of Wyoming is privately funded by yours truly and our amazing sponsors. Now, you can listen to the podcast on any of your favorite podcasting apps, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn, really any of them will work. But the easiest way is just to go to the website, cowboystatepolitics.com. There, you can find all of the shows as well as any of the articles that I might bring up during the course of a program. If your name is Crickets Cheney or Wyoming PBS and you just don't understand Wyoming citizens, well, you all can go to cowboystatepolitics.com, pull up an article, and educate yourself just like you should have been doing before you locked the doors on the people that pay your bills. Huh, that sort of sounded like I tried to tell them to go somewhere else. They can take it how they like. Well, anyhow, I had a chance to sit down with Skip Crawford, who is running for the office of Johnson County Clerk. Just to refresh your memory a little bit, Johnson County was one of the places where there was a drop box during the 2020 election. Now, they claim that it had cameras on it and lights and all sorts of bells and whistles and buzzers. I don't know if any of that is true, but the truth is, there was a drop box there in a Wyoming county. So, the Office of County Clerk all across the state of Wyoming is of utmost importance. As all of you are no doubt aware, the county clerk is responsible for the administration of all Wyoming elections. That is, they are responsible for counting the votes, or watching the machines that count the votes, or plugging them in, or whatever. In any case, the county clerk is an extraordinarily important position, and we have to have qualified individuals in those offices. And so, our first interview in this particular office is with Skip Crawford. Here we go. I'm joined by Skip Crawford. Skip is running for the Johnson County Clerk. So, welcome to Cowboy State Politics.
Thank you.
So, first question, who is Skip Crawford? Tell me about yourself.
I moved to Wyoming in 99. I actually ended up down here on a bed. I was living in Billings, and a friend of mine bet me that I could not get a job in Cody. Well, I ended up in Wyoming at that point. Met the love of my life in Cody. We got married. I've got two sons, one in Cody, one in Laramie. I'm currently working for Bighorn Co-op. I started with them. Trying to think here, 2019, managing a store in Grable. Then I moved over here 3 years and 3 months ago, and I'm managing the Bighorn Co-op here in Buffalo.
Okay, so why are you running for county clerk?
I'm ready for a change, first of all, but most of all, I see where I could make a difference. I've been in business myself, or retail, for 40 some years. I grew up in a family business. I realize without customers, none of us have jobs, and it all comes down to customer service. If you go into the co-op, you can see how the atmosphere has changed, and that has been because I've built a very good team there. And I would like to do that for the county. This county, my wife had a bad horse wreck 2 years ago, and they've really opened their arms to us. It's amazing how people I didn't even know said, hey, if you need anything, let me know. And I'd really love to be able to give back to the county now.
Okay. As it relates to the county clerk's office, for you, what are the most important things that the county clerk does?
Elections integrity and dealing with the people that come in. Making their experience with the people in the county clerk's office being gratified. I mean, it all comes down to customer service, and they need to feel like they're welcomed and that we want to help them in however we can.
Do you think that we've got a problem with election integrity in Johnson County?
I've heard some things. I haven't been around long enough to know. I just know that because I talk to a lot of people in my job now, I've heard that there were some issues prior, but I don't know. You know, like I said, I haven't been around that long.
Okay. So the county clerk has, they do a number of things in the county.
Yes,
so
sir.
Could you just list for me like the top three most important things that the clerk's office does?
Well, they are in charge of elections. They handle your titles with your vehicles and everything. Marriage license. And I'm not quite sure what else. I know they work hand in hand with the commissioners.
Okay, that's probably correct. So election integrity is probably the biggest issue in probably the entire country right now.
Yes, sir.
What would you, in your mind, what should we do differently with our elections to make them more secure, to make them more efficient? What would you change? What would you want to do differently?
Well, I was at the showing the other night of 2,000 Mules, and I think Vicky
horrifying.
Did a...
Horrifying.
Oh, I know. And I think Vicky did a very good job of explaining what she's done in the past. It's all knowledge. It's all being open. You know, if people have questions, answer their questions. Don't give people a runaround. I'm all for voter ID. I mean, that's huge. Trying to think here. The fact that she said that our machines are supposedly not hooked into the internet, but she couldn't guarantee that. I mean, somebody said, well, how do you know? Well, they tell us that. But do we really know? That's we've got to know that kind of stuff. So to get training from the company that we are getting our voting machines from would be huge. And I don't know that she hasn't, but for me, that would be one of the first things to do.
Do you think we need to audit our elections?
Yes.
Okay. So yes. By a hand count, or how would you go about doing that?
It depends. We could do spot checks on auditing it. The drop boxes, obviously, after the 2000 mule deal is a huge issue, making sure that there's cameras on them and everything. But basically, the spot checks.
Okay. How do you feel about a runoff election?
Give it my best shot. I mean, if it's for me, you know, I'd give it my best shot. If it's for somebody else, then we've really got to dig in and make sure that everything is done to the T.
One of the biggest things that we deal with in Wyoming is that we have a super, super majority Republican state. Well, that's what it looks like from the outside. If you listen to my program, you know that there's a lot of people that are members of the Republican Party that are not Republicans. In fact, many people who, in any other place in the country, they would be registered Democrats. But in Wyoming, they register as Republicans because that's the only way that they can get elected. So crossover voting is a problem in the state.
Yes, sir.
There's some question as to how big of a problem it is, but we do know that it happens. I think in the last number I heard in the last election was there was at least 12,000 crossover votes that happened. So as a county clerk, what would your opinion be on the best way to curb crossover voting?
Just to verify who these people are. We have a lot of new people coming into town and making sure that they are who they say they are. I don't know if we have the capability to do checks, background checks with them or not, but that's a hard one.
Well, I mean, certainly, and it's one that we're dealing with.
Right.
And part of it, in my opinion, the best thing that we could do is just to get the government out of the party system. Let parties run their own primaries the way that they're supposed to, and that would solve a lot of the issues. So if people want to get a hold of you, Skip, mm-hmm. how do they do that? Do you have a campaign website? Or
I don't. My email is real easy. It's skipcrawford@yahoo.com. And I listed my phone number on the campaign thing. It's 307-254-0014.
Okay. Well, anything else that you'd like to talk about that we missed?
No, that should be good, sir.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time. Okay. And I'm sure we'll talk again as the election, you know, rolls on.
Yes, sir.
But you're welcome back here anytime you like.
Okay. Thank you.
That'll do it for this installment of Morning Reload. Have a good week, and we'll talk again on Wednesday. From the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is Cowboy State Politics.